Well, into the hopper they go. This mixture of peaberries and just normal Arabica coffee. And actually taking a closer look at that packaging, and it's very, very fine, small print, and without my glasses, I couldn't really see it. But it does actually say, if I can read Swedish well enough, it says, Colombianska Café Bönor, 100% Arabica. So, this should be, and it also says elegant espresso. So, my God, Robert, what can I do to get your espresso come out the way I want it? Or the way it should be extracted? I'm gonna have a go. Well, one thing I decided from the outset is that I'm going to have it pour into this double-walled, very cute-looking espresso glass. There's no lines on it to see how much I'm actually extracting, but this looks more promising. It was a bit slow at the beginning, just a few little kind of drops forming, but that pour looks so much better already. But it is slow. I'm actually on 33 seconds, and I'm going to stop it here and watch the Guinness effect. Guinness effect is happening. There's not a lot of coffee in the glass, but it could almost pass as a ristretto if only I had taken the other glass where it actually gives you a mark for ristretto. But it came quite, it was quite sticky at the beginning. Nevertheless, it didn't pour as thickly as the Reserva, for example, does. But I mean, it looks nice. I mean, that glass is just so dinky that I'm loving already the feature on it. And maybe just looking at it and having pleasure by just looking at it will translate onto the palate. I mean, I don't know, but it's so much a combination of senses. Drinking coffee is a real, real combination of just drawing all your senses together and having pleasure. So let's just see what this is going to taste like. I'm going to let it cool down just a little bit and let the crema settle so we've got the true crema on top, and then give it a go.